Namanda vatsın namanda vatsın namanda vatsın namanda vatsın namanda vatsın namanda vatsın.
I'd like to begin my talk this morning by reading a passage from the Three Pure Land Sutras, particularly the larger sutra on the Buddha of Immeasurable Life. Mazu Busetsu Muryo Jukyo no Gosandai wo itadaite kara hajimaritai to omoimasu. I invite you to join me in Gassho. Kuichi ni Gassho wo shimasho. Even if the whole world is on fire, be sure to pass through it to hear the Dharma. Then you will surely enter the Buddha's enlightenment and everywhere deliver beings from the river of birth and death. Tatoe sekkai ju ga hi no umi ni natta toshitemo hiromazu susumi oshie o kiku ga yoi. So sureba 必ず仏の悟りを完成して広く迷いの人々を救うであると南無阿弥陀仏。Good morning, everyone. Minasan, ohayou gozaimasu. I was very excited when I came into the temple this morning to see our social hall being very beautifully transformed. If you haven't been over to the social hall yet this morning, I invite you to join us from 11:30. We'll be having our Hina Matsuri celebration here at the temple. Social So we have the traditional dolls that are put out on display, and we have the flowers and also the osonai, the hishimochi. That's traditionally put out for Hina Matsuri. そして、ひな人形とかひしもちとかいろいろなものが備えてありますので、ぜひ11時半からご一緒に参加していただきたいと思います。 So this Hina Matsuri, the word Hina means doll, right? So does anyone here like to play with dolls, or at one point in your life, did you like to play with dolls? Maybe some of us have grown out of dolls, but we can remember a time. How about action figures? Action figures? Yeah, I saw a little hand go up there. Action figures, don't tell anyone, but action figures are dolls. Okay? They're dolls for boys. When I was growing up, I loved to play with Star Wars action figures. I think this is a toy that's sort of managed to transcend generations. I think even today you see kids playing with Star Wars action figures. Back in those days, the joints were very simple. Basically, just the arms and the legs moved. They didn't have elbows or anything like that. But dolls are fun to play with, right? Because dolls can be what we wish we were, right? So if we wish we were pretty, we could have a pretty doll and we can comb the hair and put pretty clothes on. If we wish to be strong, then we can we can have our action figures pick up a truck and carry it around or fly through the air, right? So the dolls are a fun toy to play with because they let us sort of imagine that we're able to do things or be things that maybe we haven't quite yet managed to realize for ourselves. Okay, we haven't yet quite managed to do it, but with a doll, we can sort of imagine that we're able to do all of those things. So this Hina Matsuri is also a time where we put up beautiful dolls on display. And so I'd like to share with you a little bit about the origins, or where did this Hina Matsuri celebration come from? So this started from a very interesting custom. This is one of five major celebrations of traditional Japan, including things like Boys' Day and Tanabata. But this Hina Matsuri was always celebrated around this time of year. March 3rd is the traditional day for celebrating Hina Matsuri. Hina Matsuri wa motomoto 3月 の 3日 ni やるということですね. So that's why we're doing it today. March 2nd, it's a Sunday, it's an easy day for people to come to the temple. in previous times, maybe 200 years ago, people would Hinamatsuri began as a practice. Actually, more than 200 years ago, long, long time ago, people would make paper dolls. They would make paper dolls, and they would rub those dolls on their body. Why do you think they did that? They would make these paper dolls. They would rub them on their body to rub off bad luck. So they were trying to, any bad luck that they had, they would try to put it on the doll by rubbing the doll on their body. And then you know what they did with that doll? Chucked it in the river. They threw it in the river so it would wash down the river, and then all the bad luck would go down the river. Okay, so that's the origin of this Hinamatsuri celebration. And then over time, people came to think that, oh, the doll, I keep my doll, it's part of me for my whole life, but all of my bad luck will go on to the doll. Okay, so they wanted to put all the bad luck on their doll, but they would keep it around. And then if something bad happened to the doll, people would think, oh, that's something that would have happened to me, but it happened to the doll instead. So the doll is protecting me. Okay? So,
みんなはその、もともとそのひなまつりは、神で作った人形を体にこう、なで、なだ、なでて、で、悪どうしとかあるでしょう。その悪が、ドールについて、そのドールを川に流して、その、ちょっと悪い運とかが全部流していくということですね。
And so eventually, people started to think of them the dolls as like a part of themselves. And so they said, well, I want to be, you know, I want something that's part of me to be beautiful. And so they made the dolls more and more beautiful. And they came to be a kind of treasure that a woman would carry with her throughout her life. Even when she, after she got married, she would take it to her new family.
で、この人形を嫁に行ってもずっと持っていくものですから、徐々に綺麗になってて。And
so over time, the way of celebrating this festival has changed, and it's come to be a time to put out these beautiful dolls that people keep for themselves.
そして、この綺麗になった人形を飾るように、大体江戸時代になったと言われていますね。
So I think this is Hinamatsuri is a wonderful celebration. The way that we understand Hinamatsuri here at the San Mateo Buddhist Temple is that it's an opportunity to celebrate the health and that our children, particularly our girls, our daughters, are growing up strong and healthy and intelligent, and they're becoming strong and capable young women.
そして、今年、ここ、サンマテオ仏教会のひな祭りというのは、女の子が元気で育てて、賢くて、綺麗で、健康であるという、育ちの、感謝を表すことですね。So
it's an opportunity for us to express our gratitude and our appreciation for the good health and the strength of the girls and all the children that we have here at the temple. Last week there was the Miwakai dance celebration. Did anybody come here for the Miwakai party last week? Okay. So last week we had a Miwakai party here, and during that we also had some girls wearing beautiful kimonos and dancing. Do you remember that on the stage? Do you remember what happened during the dancing? The CD started skipping, right? The CD was skipping, and I thought that was actually really wonderful in a way, because I got to see real strength and real beauty in the dancing. Because they'd practice this beautiful dance, and it was going along just as they'd planned, and then all of a sudden the CD started skipping. You know, so it was their dancing was going along to the music, and all of a sudden it would skip to another part of the song. And then they would kind of, okay, here we are. And then it would skip again. And they would have to sort of adjust and keep up with it. And I thought, wow, this is actually, they're showing us something really wonderful. They're showing us that they have really become skillful dancers. Because it's one thing to sort of memorize the movements and memorize the music and be able to dance perfectly when everything goes as planned, when everything goes just the way you want it to. That's one thing. But it's another thing entirely to be able to adapt and adjust. And when something unexpected happens, to be able to stay on the stage. I can't imagine. I thought as soon as it started skipping, they would all just run off the stage. Instantly, I thought they were just going to vanish from the stage. But they didn't. They started, you know, they laughed a little bit, but they continued to dance. They didn't give up. They kept going. And they didn't get upset. They didn't start shouting at the person who was organizing the CD. They didn't blame anyone. They just dealt with it. They just kept dancing. And I thought, this is wonderful. This is what our life should be like. You know, because our life is like a dance, isn't it? We make our plans. We figure out, oh, I'm going to do this. And then I'm going to do this. You know, we have our music of our life that we try to go along with. You know, our schedule at school, our schedule at work, the plans we make with our family. And so we're trying to, we say, okay, this thing's going to happen, then I'm going to do this. And we make a plan for a kind of beautiful dance that we're going to do day to day and week to week. But sometimes the CD of our life skips, doesn't it? Sometimes we think things are going to go this way, but then the music we get is totally different. You know, maybe a situation at school, we think school is going to be like this, think a test is going to be really easy and it's really hard, you know, or we make some plans to do something at work and then some completely new and different situation comes about and we have to completely rethink how we're going to deal with something. And so our life is like that. And so what we need to learn to do is to, just as those young girls up on the stage last week were able to, you know, laugh a little bit, to continue to have a good time, to sort of say, oh, this was unexpected, but then to deal with it and to keep dancing and to keep moving beautifully and despite the difficulties. I think that that way of living is the way of the Nembutsu. で、まあ、あの、難しいことが、たまに自分の考え方、その、様相通りにいかないことがあるんですね。例えば、先週の、美和会の踊りの時に、まあ、その、音楽がちょっとずれたりする。CD がスキップしてしまって、でもその踊ってた女の子たちが、それで、まあ、諦めず、ステージから逃げるんじゃなくて、その、音楽になるべく合わせて、笑いながら楽しく、踊っていたというのは素晴らしいことだと思います。私たちの人生はまさにそのものですね。いろいろな計画をして、プランニングして、でも、そういう要素通りにいかないときに、どういうふうに続ける。まあ、笑えばいいでしょう。そして、諦めずに、まあ、自分の、まあ、なるべく新しい音楽に合わせることが、良いですね。So in the Nembutsu, we receive that strength. In the Buddha Dharma, that's where we can find the strength and the guidance to adjust. Because when we lose, when things don't go our way, when that music of our life becomes a little bit strange, sometimes we don't know where to turn. Because we're used to, we have our own plans, our own ideas that comes from inside our own mind and our own planning that we make. But sometimes those plans and things don't go the way we expect. And so we have to find something that never changes, something consistent, a kind of music or a tune that we can always rely on. And for me, that tune that we can always look to for guidance is the Nembutsu, the sound of the Buddha's wisdom and awakening guiding us. The passage that I read at the start of my talk today says, even if the whole world is on fire, even if things seem to be going completely off track, even if it seems like a complete disaster, it says, be sure to pass through it. Don't give up. Just keep going. Stay focused and hear the Dharma. Listen to the Dharma. So even if things seem really confusing and really bad, you can always find that tune of the Dharma that will guide you and help you figure out what the next move should be. そしてまあ世界中が火の海となっても本当に大変なことがあってどうしようもないどこに向かっていくかわからなくなる時は仏法の見教えお念仏に耳を傾いてそして正しい道を照らしていく。 And it says here that you will surely enter the Buddha's enlightenment. So if you're able to hear that sound of the Nembutsu, that tune, you'll be guided to the Buddha's enlightenment, to freedom from suffering. して Nembutsu の声に耳を傾いたら必ず仏の悟りに導かれるようになる。
And everywhere deliver beings from the river of birth and death. So you'll be able to carry everyone across the river of difficulty. You'll be able to help everyone find joy in life.
So as we continue to go through the dance of our lives, I know some of you will be up on the stage dancing again this afternoon or this morning. Please remember that even when the music gets a little strange or the CD skips a beat, that you can look to the teachings of the Buddha to find the tune that will give you that strength that we saw the Myuakai last week, the strength to smile and laugh, the strength to carry on and to dance joyfully, finding joy for yourselves and bringing joy to others. This time I invite you to join me in Gassho. Gassho.
Namo Amida Butsu. 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 Namo Amida Butsu.
Thank you.